If there's one critter considered to be the emblem of Florida, besides the manatee, of course, never mind the mouse, it's the Florida panther. The felines once prowled the entire southeast, but relentless hunting thinned the herd to a mere 30 animals by the 1960s. Protections were put in place, and their recovery has been successful enough that there have been a growing number of complaints among ranchers about panther attacks on cattle and other domesticated animals. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission got involved and recently approved new guidelines for managing panthers. During that meeting, Commissioner Ron Bergeron said panthers are not a dangerous animal, well, at least not to humans.
I've actually been within 3 yards to panthers multiple times. There's never been a panther attack in the history of Florida. I did some research, and hundreds of people have been killed by dogs. Dozens of people have been killed by a coconut falling off of a tree and hitting them in the head. Panthers really... we're not their prey.
All right, to put the bite on that claim, we're talking with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, have there been any reported attacks on humans?
Well, we need to keep in mind here, not so much reported, but verified. And in this case, we rated Bergeron's statement mostly true. It's pretty much the conventional wisdom through the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission that there have been no verified attacks by a Florida panther on a human being in modern times. And we need to remember, until the post-war era, Florida was pretty sparsely populated. It was pretty wild around here. And so when we really dug into this one, what we found is that according to state legend, there have been plenty of attacks. There are all sorts of references to panthers attacking people all the way up through the 60s. We talked to Gary Mormino, formerly of the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg, and he had written about this several times, that there were all sorts of newspaper accounts about people, settlers, tourists, visitors, stories in the New York Times, stories in the local papers about these panthers attacking people out. One very particular anecdote that we reference here at PolitiFact was one from 1899, where a local man was out for a picnic with his wife and his two-year-old, and the cat had jumped on his son and tried to drag it off into the bush. And so there was a big fight, and he strangled the panther to death and then stuffed it and displayed the body at his store. So it was pretty dramatic. But when it comes to whether or not those accounts are verified, well, we really can't prove that.
Now, Josh, these local cats were crossbred with mountain lions from out west, so their gene pool wouldn't be so shallow. Do we know if that might mean them up in any way?
Keep in mind that in other states, there are a lot of reports by attacks by whatever you want to call them, cougars, pumas, mountain lions. They're all very similar animals here. And so they have been known to attack and kill people in the United States. But when it comes to whether or not this actually happened in Florida, we don't have any real proof of that. So we called Bergeron's claim mostly true.
So, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, have you fact-checked alligator Ron Bergeron's claim that more people have been killed by coconuts falling on their head rather than panthers?
Well, only anecdotally. We didn't include this in the fact-check, but I did run across a couple reports about it. The one thing I know I can say about all of this is if you live in Florida, you better watch out when you're out for a walk.